Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Stephen King is here. Steve is the president and CEO of Growth Force, author of CEO's Guide to Keeping Score, to Reducing Fraud, to Increasing Profits, to Improving Cash Flow. Those are four different books. I think there's 20, 30 more of those at growthforce.com. I encourage you to check it out. Hey, Stephen, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about how to use, you know, one of the things that we talked about earlier was obviously we've got to find a way to help small businesses improve their pricing, know where things are going, where their costs are going. Note that incremental labor's got to go above the line, not down where the, you know, where the regular payroll is. And you, one of the things that you talk a lot about is data. Make a decision with the data. And what I said was, let's find some data that will help them have some backbone, the backbone to tell a customer, I have to charge you more, otherwise I won't be able to stay in business. If you want to be my customer, if what I do for you is worth anything, I've got to raise my prices. I've got to start charging you for what I do. In order to get that backbone, we have to show them the data. How do we do that?
Well, first is you got to look at your QuickBooks system as a management accounting system, not just a financial accounting. What's the difference?
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
For most general ledgers, most QuickBooks systems are designed for the tax return, for external users, for the audit, for the banker, for the board. They got an alphabetical chart of accounts, so it's accounting right. And then bad debt, commissions, and depreciation. And payroll's down there in the P's, and maybe payroll taxes is separate. But what you really need to do is look at your general ledger as a management reporting system, and you got to start with the chart of accounts. And Jim, exactly what you said, you got to create accounts that are cost of goods sold accounts that are above the line accounts.
Like service labor.
And direct materials. Direct labor and direct material. The direct expenses that you incurred in order to earn that work. Those go above the line. Just two things. Direct labor, direct materials.
Incremental. Somebody taught me that word a long time ago, incremental. Anything that's incremental to a project, anything that's incremental to a sale, anything that's unique to that transaction you wouldn't have that expense if it weren't for that transaction. That's got to go above the line, the cost of goods sold, doesn't it?
Only if it's direct.
Right.
If it's indirect, meaning like you may have an incremental sales commission,
right.
That's below the line.
Right.
But it's still what you do is you have gross profit minus your indirect incremental costs like sales commissions. That becomes contribution margin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much did that customer contribute to paying overhead and generating a profit.
So QuickBooks, and by managing your finances this way, folks, QuickBooks will help you understand what your real gross profit is in the management part, what your real gross profit is, what that real number is, and then you can do the math yourself with your expenses to know what you need. If QuickBooks tells you your gross profit is 29%, and you know just to break even, you do the math on your expenses, it's 35%, you got a problem.
And what the data is that you're looking for is you look at what's in that cost, what's in your direct labor and your direct materials, and that allows you then to be able to go back to your customer and say, here's what we're doing for you.
Yeah.
Here's the value that we're giving that you didn't include it in your bid. Otherwise, you'd really have a 35% margin.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is if you are bidding work and you're afraid you're not going to get the bid, why would you bid a job that you know is going to cost you money unless there's some kind of other strategic reason? Why let somebody else lose money on that?
Yeah, we see it all the time. I have a trucking company that was struggling with cash flow, they increased their prices at our recommendation, and they lost a couple of their big jobs, went to their competition. And they, this, you know, 6 months later, the CEO was like, look, I, you know, my sales are down, and it's because we increased prices. I said, yeah, but you made $250,000 in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait, we made more profit? He said, yeah, did you not notice how much more cash is in the bank?
It's real simple, isn't it? Here's some data for you. It's not what you make, it's what you keep, right, Stephen?
Right, there you go.
That's the data. GrowthForce.com, folks. That's Stephen's website. Find all the great books there on how to manage your business better. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
And people will get a free consultation with an advanced certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor.
Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.